Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the vets at Treasure Veterinary Service in Hysham through their fall season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, veterinarian Brene Peterson vaccinates heifers at Mill Creek Farm and Feedlot in Pompey's Pillar. The feedlot belongs to Steve and Lori Sion and their 30-something son, Josh. It got going in the early 1990s, although the family's been in Pompey's Pillar since 1926, when Steve's father got off the train from Belgium at age six.
There's a right and a wrong way to develop a heifer. We think we do it right.
That's Steve Sion. He's running a niche operation specializing in custom backgrounding heifers, about 1,500 a year from a half dozen or so ranches. Heifers are female calves that will one day become mother cows. Developing heifers entails feeding them a precise ration over the long Montana winter.
You don't want a fat heifer. You don't want a improperly fed heifer to be developed, which sometimes, if it's done wrong, compromises their ability to breed and become a healthy, viable mother cow that can walk 3 miles to water and be strong.
The 185 heifer calves being worked today are about 9 months old. They'll spend the winter at the science place and then get turned out onto grass as bred yearlings at their home ranches. Dr. Peterson, Brene, is giving them their brucellosis, or Bangs, vaccines today. All sexually intact female cattle or bison must be vaccinated for brucellosis as calves, as per rules set by the Montana Department of Livestock.
These cattle came out of Wyoming, and it's protocol that they be quarantined here, which means you do not move them, you do not commingle them, until they are vaccinated for brucellosis. So the veterinarian on the end that they were shipped from has to talk to the veterinarian on the end that they're going to be vaccinated on, which is today's project.
Brene is getting organized on the other side of the small heated shed that holds the squeeze chute.
Right now I'm setting up some of my vaccines so that we can have everything ready to go. And morning is a little hectic with just making sure that we have enough vaccines, knowing the numbers, and making sure that we have everything, along with making sure that we have warm coolers in case it's too cold to work and the vaccines freeze in the guns.
Every animal that gets Bangs vaccinated gets a tattoo in her ear.
Usually you'll clean off the wax first out of the ear and the dirt, and then you'll apply the ink and then clamp down on the tattoo. Rub in that ink into that area. So
there's a pause in the action after a few calves go through the chute.
It always takes a few cows to kind of get your system down. Once you kind of figure it out, everything goes pretty quickly.
Four people work each calf. Josh catches them as they come into the chute. Brene gives the Bangs vaccine on the right shoulder and the tattoo on the right ear. The vet tech, Dominique, gives the other shot on the left shoulder, and Steve tags the ear on that same side. It's like a Formula One pit stop, and nearly as loud. One of the cows suddenly bucks and bellows.
Sometimes they know to anticipate it, and sometimes it can also be a dull needle. We try to switch needles out after so many animals. Ideally, you would be switching it out after every animal, but in the practical world, that doesn't always happen.
Next week, fall cow work ramps up across eastern Montana.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.